2 years ago, lawmakers and the governor used a $38 million bond to jumpstart affordable housing construction in Vermont. The program was so successful that some lawmakers want to move forward with another major housing bond. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the latest proposal is proving more controversial than its predecessor.
Construction crews have been working on the Taylor Street apartment project since late last year. It's by far the biggest construction project in Montpelier right now, and the three-story complex will eventually provide 30 units of desperately needed affordable housing in the capital city's downtown. But for the $38 million housing bond approved by lawmakers in 2017, this project might never have gotten off the ground. And Chittenden County Senator Michael Sorokin says it's one of that bond's many success stories.
So I said, why not reload and do it again?
While the 2017 bond is expected to yield as many as 700 new units of affordable housing statewide, Sorokin says it has not fixed Vermont's longstanding shortage of housing stock.
Everybody's coming into us, from the homeless to the business community and everybody in the middle, saying we really need more affordable housing in the state of Vermont.
State Treasurer Beth Pierce was a key supporter of the 2017 bond initiative. This time around, she isn't so sure.
But I think that there are a lot of issues with this, to be very frank, and I would recommend extreme caution in looking at this.
Pierce says the 2017 bond allowed for a needed infusion of cash into the affordable housing economy, but she says it came at a cost.
When you borrow money, you pay interest on those dollars.
And not an insignificant amount of interest, it turns out. Of the $38 million Vermont committed for the 20-year bond, more than $14 million will go toward interest payments.
So that's about 38% of the bond is going to pay interest. You know, at home, with your credit card, you try not to do that. And I would suggest that the state needs to continue to look at the same thing.
Pierce has other concerns as well. Last year, the Wall Street ratings agency, Moody's, downgraded Vermont's bond rating, which means the timing might not be great for Vermont to assume even more long-term debt.
Issuing right after a downgrade with another revenue bond is touchy. I'm not going to say it's a deal breaker, but it's a concern.
Pierce says she wholly supports the legislature's desire to invest in affordable housing, but she says allocating smaller amounts annually over time could deliver the same benefits without compromising the state's financial position. Sorokin, though, says there are ancillary benefits to the shot in the arm that a major housing bond provides.
Oh, my God, this could be a real driver for the economy. The amount of construction that would go on would really be a bump.
Maura Collins is the executive director of the Vermont Housing Finance Agency. She says the state is badly in need of more public investment in affordable housing, but she says she's agnostic on how elected officials go about it. Whether it's a big one-time bond or an ongoing increase in annual spending, Collins says it's the money that's important, not the vehicle used to deliver it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.